while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Thousands of Minnesota Medicaid providers are disenrolled to secure billions in federal aid. U.S. Senate candidate Peggy Flanagan is criticizing an attack ad against her, and a Minnesota Lynx standout rookie earns May's top honors. But first, a warning from authorities in Dakota County after nearly two dozen overdoses. The sheriff reporting that from last Friday through Tuesday of this week, there have been 23 suspected overdoses, two of them fatal. He says in the past it was meth labs that were more prevalent, but now it's fentanyl taking over. He says people need to spread the word that the drug is both dangerous and deadly. Michelle Hine is the founder of Fentanyl Free Communities Foundation.
The fentanyl pills are they're still there and they're still prevalent, but they're on the downslide. And what they're seizing and what they're seeing more of is the fentanyl powder.
She says they have a number of outreach and educational events planned this year, and you can find out more at fentanylfreecommunities.org. Over 3,400 Minnesota Medicaid providers have been disenrolled as a part of an effort to secure billions in federal aid. This comes amid a federally mandated review that found incomplete paperwork, missed site visits, or failed background checks for the majority of applicants. While state officials say the sweep is a necessary step to protect taxpayer funds and get back federal aid that's currently frozen, advocacy groups warn that the massive disruption could leave vulnerable patients struggling to find replacement care. Moving forward, the state is conducting weekly meetings with local organizations to track the more than 800 providers who have filed to appeal the state's decision to disenroll them. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor and U.S. Senate candidate Peggy Flanagan is criticizing an attack ad against her, which she claims includes an AI deepfake of herself. The ad put out by North Star Dawn Pack shows a manipulated photo of Flanagan with her hand out in front of a pile of money. WCCO Radio political analyst Blois Olson.
The real issue here is that, I don't know, the court may decide whether or not this breaks Minnesota law or not. And that's where the speed of campaigning is such that is it the accusation that makes people think, look at the ad twice or three times? Or is it the, do the courts catch up?
Minnesota law makes deepfake AI ads illegal within 90 days of an election. The general election is 152 days away, but the DFL primary is only 68 days away. Flanagan's opponent, Congresswoman Angie Craig, has said she does not support the use of AI in political ads. A court appearance this morning for an Oakdale man charged in connection to the alleged sexual abuse of a teenage girl.
48-year-old Andrew Olson and his 46-year-old wife Angeline are both charged in the case after a 14-year-old girl was found inside a cardboard box in their home. Police searched for the teen after she left school without permission on May 26th. She was later spotted by a neighbor outside the Olsons' home early the next morning. Police then found her after searching the home, where they also found child sexual abuse material of the victim. Andrew is charged with possession of child sexual abuse material and soliciting a child to engage in sexual conduct. Angeline appeared in court yesterday on similar charges, including criminal sexual conduct. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A federal judge is considering whether to throw out a jury's guilty verdict against former Wisconsin judge Hannah Dugan, who was convicted of felony obstruction for helping an immigrant evade federal officers.
The case was an early test of how the courts would respond to President Trump's sweeping immigration crackdown. Dugan had been scheduled to be sentenced yesterday, but U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman postponed the proceedings indefinitely to instead hear arguments about whether to overturn the conviction. Prosecutors say she should let it stand. Her attorneys, though, say it should be overturned, pointing to a federal appeals court ruling recently in Virginia, which dealt with the definition of a pending case. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Borealis train service between Minnesota and Chicago recently celebrated its two-year anniversary to mostly positive reviews.
First, some good news. Ridership has exceeded expectations. Chris Meyer, chair of the Great River Rail Commission.
Ridership has been over 416,000 passengers in the first 2 years. And what the estimate was in the beginning was like 155,000 a year. So that would have been around 300,000. So it's almost 100,000 more passengers than were anticipated.
But she says they also have a wish list.
We would really love to get newer cars and or higher capacity for the train. We would also love to be able to have cars where folks could put their bike on the train. So we're disappointed about that.
Overall, Meyer says it's been a successful 2 years. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Even before the first official day of summer, we've got our first water quality alert for an area lake. Minneapolis Park and Rec Board yesterday issuing a hazardous algae advisory for Lake Nokomis's Main and 50th Street beaches due to blue-green algae. That plant produces a bacteria that can make humans ill with flu-like symptoms, rashes, and headaches. The algae can be fatal to dogs. Officials say they'll test the water regularly and reopen the beaches when the levels are safe again. You can find all of the water testing information for the city's lakes on the Minneapolis Park Board website. Finally, Minnesota Lynx guard Olivia Miles gets the WNBA Rookie of the Month honors for May. It's the first time Miles has received the award and the seventh time a Lynx player has gotten it. Miles leads all rookies in points, assists, and steals per game. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.